The Supreme Soul is unlimited and beginningless, and although He is one, He has manifested Himself in many forms. How can human society understand the ways of the Supreme? It's a wonderful purport. So maybe while discussing the purport, we will also have some discussion. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantika Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jutapadakamlam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadhvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Purport by Srila Prabhupada. So in this purport, Prabhupada has emphasized the glories of Lord Ananta, Lord Balaram. So Prabhupada says that from Vedic literature we learn that when Supreme Lord glances ikshata over the material nature, the three modes of material nature becomes manifest and create material variety. Before He glances over the material energy, there is no possibility of creation, maintenance and annihilation of the material world. The Lord existed before the creation and consequently He is eternally and unchanging. Therefore, how can any human being, however great a scientist or philosopher he may be, understand the ways of Supreme Personality of Godhead? The following quotation from Chaitanya Bhagavat. Ki Brahma, Ki Shiva, Ki Sanakadi Kumar, Vyasa Sukha Naradadi Bhakta Nama Yara. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and four Kumaras, Vyasa Dev, Shukdev Goswami and Narad are all pure devotees, eternal servants of the God. Okay. Sabara Pujita Shri Ananta Mahashaya, Sahasravadana Prabhu Bhaktira Samaya. Lord Shri Ananta is worshipped by all the uncontaminated devotee mentioned above. He has thousands of hoods and is reservoir of devotional service. Adideva Mahayogishwara Vaishnava Mahimara Anta Iha Najana Yasab. Lord Ananta is original person and great mystic controller. At the same time, he is servant of God, a Vaishnava. Since there is no end to his glories, no one can understand him. Sevena Sunila Eba Sunatha Kurala Atma Tantre Yena Mate Vaishena Patala. I have already spoken to you of his service to the Lord. Now hear how the self-sufficient Anantadev exists in the lower planetary system of Patal. Okay. So here we will discuss the first section and we will again read the purport ahead. So Prabhupada says, first is the entire creation happens by glance of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay. The modes of nature becomes active and creation, maintenance and destruction begins. Okay. So repeatedly in initial cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, this description of creation comes. Okay. And so there are various things that we can learn from this aspect of Lord. That everything happens, the ultimate doer, the ultimate cause, Sarva Karana Karanam, is Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Okay, so first we will discuss this aspect that Krishna is the actual doer. Okay, so this wonderful section that comes in Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, Samudra Manthan Leela. Okay, so we all of us have this tendency to forget that Krishna is the real doer, and the illusory energy of Krishna is so powerful that we repeatedly get trapped in this illusion that I am the doer. Okay, and that's the challenge that and that depends on how much he is devoted to Krishna. That's the degree of his bhakti, that's the degree that defines the greatness of a person. We can say how he tolerates provoking situation. It depends that how much he is grounded, how much he very clearly knows this fact that Krishna is the real doer. Okay, so this pastime begins very wonderfully, that Durvasa Muni, he saw Indra, he was going on an elephant, and he was very like going with a royal procession, and Durvasa, out of his compassion, he gave Indra a garland. Okay, so such a nice king, I should give him something. He gave his own garland out of compassion. But then, when a person, the moment a person thinks himself as a doer, he thinks that he is the cause of certain thing, immediately the product is pride or depression or whatever. Immediately either he is elated or he is depressed. The main cause is he thinks himself as the doer. Okay, so therefore in second chapter also, Matra Sparshastu Kaunteya Shitoshna Sukha Dukkada, you are the soul, you are not this body. Okay, so repeatedly we have to remind ourselves, Prakritiya Kriyamanani Gunek Garmani Sarvasa Ahankara Vimudatma Karta Aham Iti Manyate. Okay, everything is done by modes of nature. Okay, but under ahankar, person thinks I am the doer. Okay, so Indra, he was like the king of heaven. Just imagine to be a head of department of a certain small area, or a head or CEO of something, that creates pride into the heart of the person. Okay, what to speak of the king Indra, king of all the demigods. Okay, the controllers, all the controllers of all the planets, he is the king. So repeatedly, so many pastimes, so many things that we hear in Bhagavatam is based on Indra, because he is not an ordinary person, he is the king. Okay, many times we just see one aspect of Indra, but he is a manager, he is a king, he has to manage many affairs of the universe. Okay, so Indra, he was little proud and puffed out at that time, and he couldn't realize and appreciate the garland that he received from Durvasa Muni. Okay, so he gave it to Airavat. Okay, and Airavat is an elephant. So we see that a person who is ignorant, okay, Indradyumna Maharaj, he was ignorant because a saint came in front of him and he couldn't offer his respects. Okay, Agastya Rishi. So he was cursed to become an elephant. The elephant, they have a thick skin and they are like more into mode of ignorance. So elephant, when he received, Indra couldn't realize and appreciate the importance of this garland, what Airavat will understand. He just threw it between his feet and he smashed it with his feet. And Durvasa Muni saw this, and he realized that this person is too much puffed up, and he cursed that you will lose all of your opulences. Okay, so this is the beginning. Similar pastime, we will go ahead in this pastime. But similar pastime comes in 6th canto. Okay, the Brihastam Rishi, Brihastapati, he enters the Sabha of Indra, where the glories of Indra was being sung and all many devotees were dancing and glorifying Indra. And at that time, Brihaspati came and Indra was so puffed up and he was like affected by pride, he neglected to offer respects to Brihaspati. Okay, so immediately, both the instances we can see that if we are affected by pride, if we have this doership mentality, if we are thinking we are the doer, first is we consider ourselves higher than others. We consider ourselves greater than others. Okay, because we think I am the doer. And again, you start seeing others lower than you. You are not, you like, you lack gratitude and you lack this basic sense of offering respects to other Vaishnavas, even to the level of Guru. We can see this past times. Many times, I repeatedly speak in my session, like, many times when we hear past times, we tend to relate ourselves more to the devotees in the past times, Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, okay. Actually, these pastimes are meant for us. Okay, we should relate ourselves to Indra. It's not just a story to be spoken and discussed. It's not that Krishna has created some script for our Bhagavatam classes. It's like we have to see that contamination. We have to see that aspect in ourselves. Try to search and try to sincerely beg and try to rectify that aspect. So this aspect of Indra is present in us. Okay. Otherwise, why it would have been in the pages of Bhagavata? It's present in us. We may not be doing very grossly, okay, but we tend to do it mentally. We tend to do it at inner levels. So the main aspect is we forget that Krishna is the ultimate cause. Krishna is the real doer. Okay, and therefore. Therefore we suffer here. So immediately forget about this Indra. So immediately Brihaspati left and he didn't even curse him. But the result was that he lost all of his wealth. Okay, and they went, all of them, they went to Brahma, then went to Vishnu, and Vishnu told him, okay, you go to Vishwarupa. Even though he is younger than you, he will perform a yajna and he will empower you. So Vishwarupa empowered him and he regained the kingdom. And that same Vishwarupa, he was performing a yajna, he was offering some of the oblations for his brothers in Asura family. Okay, for the Asuras, because his mother was from the Asura side. So immediately Indra forgot that this is the same person because of whom I am here. Okay. This is the final, when we forget that Krishna is the doer, that whatever I have is just because of mercy of Krishna, immediately the attitude is we become proud, we become envious, we tend to insecure, okay? We tend to stabilize our position somehow or the other, okay? Either by demeaning someone else or by humiliating or pulling him down, okay, glorifying yourself. So immediately that aspect comes when we forget that Krishna is the real doer. Whatever I have, whatever I am doing is just because of mercy of Krishna. Okay, and that we see in the pastime of Indra. Okay, forget about Indra. Again, we see that Krishna, he gave Indra everything and Indra fought with Krishna for a Parijat tree. Okay, forgetting that he is the same Lord that has given me this post, that has given me everything. Dwarka Vasis, okay, when Kalyavan and Jarasandh attacked, all Mathura Vasis were shifted to Dwarka. Krishna built the entire Dwarka, such a magnificent, opulent palace, filled like so many gates and filled with opulences. And Dwarkavasis forgot that. Okay, when Shamantak jewel was lost, okay, they thought that maybe this Satrajit brought this jewel and he wanted this jewel and he must have stolen this jewel of Shamantak money. Even Dwarkavasis accused Krishna. Okay, so this is the power of illusion of Krishna. Repeatedly, it tries to drag us down on the bodily platform. and make us, or in other words, force us to realize that yes, you are the doer. Okay, so either we become too much happy or proud, or we become too much depressed and we suffer. Okay, so therefore Krishna says that we have to balance. Don't become too much proud, or this is like initial teachings of Bhagavad Gita. Don't become too much happy, or don't become too much distressed. Okay, this is just at the level of senses. Matra sparshastu kaunteya shitoshna sukha dukha. Okay, then you can start understanding. Immediately, first teaching Krishna says that you are the soul. Second says that don't get affected on the platform of the body. Okay, third aspect is surrender to Krishna. Okay, so here again, Indra and all the demigods, they go to Brahma. Brahma, they go and pray to Lord Vishnu. Then Lord Vishnu says that, okay, this is the time where demons are more powerful. So they were beaten by demons. They were thrown out of their kingdom. Everyone was like hiding and like staying at various places. So Vishnu said that go. Indra asked Indra that you go and make some shake hands together with Bali Maharaj. He is currently in a powerful position. Okay, try to both of you go and churn this milk ocean with Mandara Parvat. Okay, and then many things will come, and finally you will get this Amrita. So Indra went to Bali Maharaj and he said that this is the condition, this we can do, and Lord Vishnu has said we will get Amrita. Okay. So now, this is a very wonderful pastime which emphasizes, which clearly says or depicts how Krishna is the only doer. So Krishna has given them order. You take Mandar Parvat and churn the ocean. So everyone, they agreed together. So demons and so any higher cause will remove the differences between two people. Okay, any higher cause. You see, even in marriage, the moment there is a child, say the husband and wife tends to forget their differences if there is a child. Okay, so similarly, these demons and devotees, okay, these demigods and demons, they are like enemies at this stage of time, at least when demons have thrown them out of their kingdom, but for a higher cause. Okay, both of will get nectar. Okay, they came together. So this is a principle that whenever there are differences, whenever there is some sort of misunderstanding between devotees, we should always focus, or we should always try to absorb ourselves and towards that higher cause, why we are here. Okay, what is the purpose of bhakti? It's not about proving ourselves right or proving someone else wrong. It's about pleasing Krishna, pleasing Guru. And for that, sometimes maybe we have to step down. Prabhupada, many times he and his when two devotees used to come and argue, but seeing the attitude of one devotee who would like was arguing in a very aggressive and in a manner which was not like beyond etiquettes, Prabhupada would, that time he used to say, no, he is right. Even the person who was arguing may be right, but Prabhupada used to take side of another person just because of this attitude. Okay, so many times right and wrong doesn't matter. Many times what matters is attitude. Okay, attitude of humility, attitude of accepting ourselves, taking feedback even if we are right. Okay, so Krishna is beyond right and wrong, and everything will happen from mercy of Krishna. So all devotees and demigods, they went and they tried to lift Mandar Parvat. Okay, but when they were lifting, somehow they could lift the Mandar Parvat, but it was so heavy that many of them got crushed underneath this Parvat only. Okay, so they were not able to lift Mandar Parvat. So they were helpless. Now what to do now? Then Lord Vishnu came and he lifted Mandar Parvat very easily with one hand. Okay, now the Parvat has to be taken to this ocean. Now, Vishnu will not walk. So Garuda came. So Vishnu, with his when he is lifting this Mandar Parvat, he sat on Garuda, and Garuda very easily flew. Okay, landed near this milk ocean, Vishnu came down and again he sent Garuda. So what will be the power of Garuda? All these devatas and demigods together are not able to lift Mandar Parvat, and Garuda is lifting Vishnu with Mandar Parvat, and he is just okay, keeping them and going. So that is the empowerment that Krishna gives someone. Okay, then Vishnu. Okay, then there comes that how we will churn this ocean. So we'll require Vasuki. Okay, so Vasuki came, and they both started. So first of all, demigods, they took the sides of Vishnu, and all the demigods, they took the side of the like facial side of Vasuki, the mouth, where the mouth was there. And all the demons, they took towards the tail side. Okay, then out of pride, how we can like churn from the tail side of the Vasuki? We will take from the mouth side. Okay, so Vishnu said okay. Okay, and then when they started churning the mountain, it started sinking down. Okay, so Vishnu came, and again in the form of tortoise, he gave support to this mountain. Okay, we just see, first only order was given. Okay, everyone became happy. They were not able to lift the mountain. Okay, Vishnu said okay, I will lift for you. Then they were not able to churn. Okay, he called the Vasuki. Then it was not getting stabilized. He came beneath as tortoise. And even then, when it was churning was going on, okay, the mountain was like moving, it was not stable. Then Vishnu sat in like on up on the top of the mountain just to stabilize that mountain. Okay, and then Lord Vishnu entered demigods in the form of goodness, in the mode of goodness, empowered demigods in the mode of goodness, Vasuki in the mode of ignorance, demons in the mode of passion. Okay, so everything Lord Vishnu is doing, and finally first poison comes, and then Shiva takes that poison, is glorified, and then finally when the net, this poison, Lord Vishnu himself in the form of Dhanvantri is bringing the poison, even then they are not able to take it. Lord Vishnu has to come in the form of Mohini Murthy to distribute it. Okay, so in this entire thing, an entire episode, we can just see that everything, even the order was given by Vishnu right from beginning till the nectar was produced, and even the distribution of nectar, everything was done by Vishnu himself. Okay, still when the nectar came, many of the demons were fighting amongst each other. Aham Purvam, Aham Purvam, I will take the nectar first, I will take the nectar first, I have the, like, so this is what happens. Okay, it's very wonderful, and the shloka comes at the end of this pastime. एवं सुरा सुरगणा समदेश काल हेत्वार्थ कर्म मतयोपि फले विकल्पा तत्रामृतं सुरगणा फलमञ्जसा स्फुर यत्पाद पंकज रज श्रयनान्न दैत्या. सो एट दैट टाइम ओके एवं सुरा सुरगणा समदेश काल द टाइम वाज सेम द प्लेस वाज सेम हेतु the cause was same, artha, okay, the objective was same, karma, the act was same, everyone was at the same time, same place, with same objective, with same karma, same activity, and the ambition was same, everyone wanted nectar, okay, victory, okay, still, phale vikalpa, there was a difference between the results of demigods and demons. Why? Demons got the Amritam very easily. Okay. Yat pada pankaja raja. Okay. Yat pada pankaja raja. Because they have taken the dust of the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. Okay. They were surrendered to the lotus feet of Vishnu and not the demons. Okay. So many things we learn from this pastime, that only when we, even in our activities that we are doing, okay, we may not be aspiring for Amrita like demigods, okay, but we may be aspiring for success in whatever we are doing, even though it's for the cause of pleasing to Guru or pleasing to Krishna, spreading message of Krishna, ultimately trying to connect each and every soul with Krishna. We are performing various activities, so we will get success in that activity only when we are us like totally surrendered to the lotus foot of Vishnu. Okay, we have, if we have any other ambition, if we have any other desire, okay, the fall will be vikalpa. Okay, so this is the first aspect. Again, this pastime I would like to quote here Bhakti Rasamrita, Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. He was a very wonderful book distributor and a very dynamic preacher, and when his reports of book distribution and preaching was, when it was read in front of Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada used to become very happy. He used to ask devotees to read the reports again and again. The wonderful glories and the wonderful preaching activities of Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. Okay. So one time Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj was himself present where Prabhupada was there, and Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj and Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, they asked Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, okay, to himself read. So first Prabhupada glorified Bhakti Rasamrit Maharaj and said, Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, that you are so wonderful, you, Krishna has empowered you. And then one time when he was reading the reports himself to Srila Prabhupada, so Prabhupada every time used to become very happy. His face used to like brighten. But this time when Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj was reading the reports, Prabhupada was not very happy. He was uncomfortable. He was seeing like he is getting disturbed, he is getting not happy with reading the reports. Okay, so when Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj was reading in this way, Prabhupada suddenly said, very with a thundering voice, Krishna is the doer. Okay, so that was like Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj said that that was a great mercy to me. Okay, so in all the activities, we should never forget. Or we should constantly pray Krishna. We should constantly sincerely beg to have this mood always, that whether success or defeat and whatever condition or whatever services we are doing, it's only by mercy of Krishna that we'll be able to do anything. Okay? And the tendency is to repeatedly forget, like Indra. The tendency is to repeatedly consider ourselves as doer and affected by pride and insulting or offending other devotees. So we require like repeatedly praying and begging that yat pada pankaja raja, right? Whatever happens is happens only by mercy of Krishna. Okay, so we will discuss the second aspect, that no one can understand God. Okay, so in this translation again, it said that no one can understand Krishna. So we will read the purport that we have left, and then again we will discuss. So, bearing his string instrument, Tumburu, on his shoulders, Narad Muni always glorifies Lord Ananta. Okay, simply due to the glance of Lord Ananta, the three modes of material nature interact and produce creation, maintenance and annihilation. The Lord is glorified as one without a second. And as the supreme truth who has no beginning, he is called as Anantadev. Anantadev. His form is completely spiritual and he manifests it only by his mercy. All the activities in this material world are conducted only in his form. He is very powerful and always prepared to please his personal associates. I am just reading the translations. There are shlokas also Prabhupada has quoted. A big purport. So, if we simply try to engage in the congregational chanting of the glories of Lord Anantadev, the dirty things in our heart accumulated during many births will be immediately washed away. Therefore, a Vaishnava never loses the opportunity to glorify Anantadev. Ye Anantan Namera Shravanaira Sankirtane Yete Matekena Nahi Bula Yete Jane Asesha Janmera Bandha Chindise Ikshane Ateva Vaishnavana Chhade Kabhutane. So this is a wonderful shloka. So Lord Ananta is known as Shesha because he ends our passage through his material world. Shesha Bai Samsare Ra Gati Nahi Ar Anantera Nama Sarva Jivera Uddhar. Okay, simply by chanting his glories, everyone can be liberated. On his head, Anantadev sustains the entire universe with millions of planets containing enormous oceans and mountains. He is so large and powerful that this universe rests on one of his hoods like just a drop of water. He doesn't even know where it is. While bearing the universe on one of his hoods, Anantadev chants the glories of Krishna with each of his thousands of mouth. Although he has been chanting the glories of Lord Krishna since time immemorial, he has still not come to the end. To this very day, Lord Ananta continues to chant the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and still he finds no end to them. Okay. So in this material world, amongst all the devatas, the greatest is Lord Brahma. Amongst all the jivas, we can say, the greatest is Lord Brahma. Among all the Vishnu Tattvas, okay, the origin of all Vishnu Tattvas, if we don't consider Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, the greatest is Lord Balaram. Okay, so we know that how Lord Balaram is trying to glorify Krishna since time immemorial, but he hasn't reached the end. Okay, so we will just discuss this another wonderful pastime that comes in 10th canto, where Brahma gets bewildered. He tries to test Krishna and he bewilders, and his prayers, he's just been humbled by Lord Krishna. Okay, he has tried to test Krishna and Krishna has totally humbled him. Okay, so at that time the prayers that he offered to Lord Krishna is filled with so much of realization. Each and every shloka is like how Krishna is the doer, he is the real person behind everything, and no one can understand Krishna. Okay, so this is the difference between academic knowledge and spiritual knowledge. Academic knowledge is achieved by your practice, by your intelligence. Okay, if you just take a book and read it 100 times, you may be able to memorize it, you may be able to quote it. Okay, that's academic knowledge. Because when we come to spirituality, having this background, we try to do the same thing. Okay, we try to achieve spiritual knowledge in an academic way. Okay, just by memorizing or reading it many times. Of course, that is good. But how the knowledge is realized within the heart. Krishna says, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. Okay, dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantide. The spiritual knowledge is revealed inside the heart by the sincerity of the practice of the devotee. It's not achieved. Okay, so that does not mean that one should not read, but that does not also mean that just by reading one can understand Krishna. Just by memorizing something, one can understand Krishna. Krishna is realized by the sincerity of that person, not by the external knowledge of that person. Okay, wonderful pastime that comes in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit, where this Brahmana is trying to read Bhagavad Gita, is not able to read it properly. He's not very educated. But he's crying. Okay, when he's crying, and when Krishna, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks him that why you are crying, he said that what are you doing? Okay, he said that I am reading Bhagavad Gita, but I am not very educated. But it's order of my Gurudev, so I am just following the order. Okay, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that if you are not able to read, if you are not able to understand anything, then why are you crying? Okay, then he says that the moment I start reading Bhagavad Gita, this wonderful form of Krishna as a charioteer of his devotee Arjuna comes in front of me. And seeing this compassion heart of Krishna, this wonderful form of Krishna, I start crying that my Lord has become a devotee, he's become a servant. Okay, so that should be the aspiration. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says at that time that you are the real authority on Bhagavad Gita. Okay, you have really understood Bhagavad Gita. Okay, so that should be the aspiration behind our activity. Whether we are reading, whether we are serving, whether we are doing any activity, the real aspiration should be to develop that love for Krishna. Okay, to please Krishna, to please Guru, to please Vaishnavas, and not to show ourselves, show our knowledge or show our achievements. Okay, it can happen in any field, not only in reading. We do perform anything and we develop that doership mentality, that pride, and we tend to show it. So, like, we are deviated. We have lost the main goal. We are affected by pride. Okay. So, therefore, repeatedly reminding ourselves that Krishna is the doer. Krishna is the doer. And it just will not happen by reminding. Sincerely taking shelter of holy names. Sincerely taking shelter of Bhagavatam and serving devotees with sincerity and humility. And then Krishna will actually empower. Okay. Whatever will happen, it will happen by mercy of Lord. How much ever efforts we put. Okay. So when in the beginning of the creation, Brahmaji, okay, who can be greater person in this world other than Brahma? Okay, he is trying to search the origin of himself. He is sitting on a lotus, okay, and he's trying to find the origin. The greatest personality in this universe is trying with best of his capacity to find the origin of himself and trying to find where is the end, from where did I come. And he's helpless. And he's totally helpless. Okay, he's not able to do anything. So even Brahma, the very creation begins with helpless nature of Brahma, that he's not able to do anything, he's not able to create anything. Forget about he doesn't know what to do also. So that should be again our nature, our aspiration, our mood, that only by mercy of Krishna, only by instruction that Krishna gave, just spoke two syllables, tapa, and he started performing, and then he got realization, he started creation. So even Brahma cannot do anything. Okay, one like whose body is made up of intelligence, the greatest personality in this planet, he cannot do anything without mercy of Krishna. So who are we? Okay, so the only thing is sincerely taking shelter of Krishna and sincerely do whatever we can. There may be success, there may be defeat, there may be victory, there will be again failure. That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. Okay, what ultimately matters in form of that Brahmana, he's not able to memorize shloka, he's not able to quote shlokas, he's not able to give big, big Bhagavatam classes or something. But he has got the mercy of Krishna. Okay, that's the only... no one knows even the name of that Brahmana. Nowhere it's mentioned the name of that Brahmana. Okay, Maharaj was telling that there is no mention of his name also. But he is the real person who has realized Krishna. Okay, so we may do everything. So many times when we give this orientation, okay, in the, repeatedly, because I am speaking repeatedly this verse, that this is dham, that no one can see Krishna with your naked eyes. Hum apne charma chakshu se Bhagwan ko nahi dekh sakte, Bhagwan ko prema chakshu se dekh sakte. And I just go home, that am I doing the same thing? I'm like, yahan pe aaye ho, ye picnic spot nahi hai, ye paryatak sthal nahi hai, ye dham hai. Yahan pe aapka Bhagwan ke prati prem badhna chahiye, lagav badhna chahiye. Similarly, we have come into devotional service not to show ourselves and not to establish our name or fame. We have come here to realize Krishna. Okay, otherwise, our life will become a picnic spot. We will just do picnic here and go back. Okay, so just two, three shlokas of Brahma. Okay, wonderful shlokas and wonderful realization. He says that he is just totally humbled and defeated by Lord Vishnu. He says that, who can understand you, O Lord? Okay. No one can. Nor I, nor anyone else. Okay. So, the only purpose of human life, after realization, okay, he is saying that only purpose of one's life should be performing bhakti. Okay. One, and only by bhakti can you be realized to whatever extent you show mercy. Okay. Otherwise, it's just like beating empty husk. Let's read this shloka. Shriyastritim bhakti mudasyate vibho klishyanti ye kevala bodha labdhaye teshama saukleshala eva shishyate nanyad yathasthula tushavaghatinam. That only way is to realize is by taking shelter, and if someone is trying to understand you by knowledge, okay, in other words, someone is trying to find success in this world by their own capacity, okay, it's like beating them, to sthula tusha, empty husk, one is trying to beat, one will not get anything, one will not get shrama evahi kevalam, okay. So then he says, then again he says that as far as understanding you is concerned, this section we are just reading to know that no one can understand Krishna without his mercy. Okay.
Gunatmanaste pi gunan vimatum hitavati ranasya kaira ishirasya kalena yairva vimitu sukalpair bhuma pamshavakhe mihi kadyubhasah.
So it says that one can actually count the atomic particles of the dust that are present in this planet. Okay.
Bhuma pamshavah.
Okay. Or one can count, the scientist over the period of time can count the snow particles on this planet. Okay. Or one can count the shining molecules of the sun. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that Lord Ananta Dev exactly knows how many particles of snow, how many particles, he has counted everything, he knows. But one cannot count actually the glories of the names and the pastimes of the Lord. Okay, who is telling? Brahma is telling. Okay. And then he says that, oh Lord, please forgive me. I tried to check you, I tried to test you, see my impudence. Okay. Who am I? I am just a small spark of a fire. Okay, so please forgive. I am like a small child in the womb of a mother. He kicks the abdomen of the mother. The mother doesn't take it seriously. So Brahmaji with full humility is telling that please forgive. Some mistakes I have done, but even though as far as my mistake is concerned, I should be chastised. I should be punished. But at the same time, I am your servant. I am your like son. I am a small child. Of yours, so please forgive. He is asking forgiveness. Okay, so everything is there. So this wonderful shloka that comes in Bhagavad Gita, that nothing exists beyond Krishna. Okay, everything is Krishna. The cause of everything is Krishna. So again, maya tatam idam sarvam jagadavyakta murti na matsthani sarva bhutani na chaham teshu avastita na cha matsthani bhutani pashyame yoga maishwaram bhuta bhrinnana cha bhutasto mamatma bhuta bhavana. Okay, so in other words, whatever exists, this example was given by Radha Gopinath Prabhu again. He says that suppose there is a room. Krishna says that everything in this room comes from me. Every living entity is inside the room. I am inside the room. The cause of the room is me. But still, I am totally away from the room. I am outside the room. Okay. So everything comes from Krishna, but Krishna says that I am totally detached. Okay. And he says that Jananta eva janantu kim bahukhya name prabho manaso vapusho valo vayobhavam tave gocharaha. That there are many scientists who may claim, there are many philosophers who may claim that I know Krishna. Okay. Let them speak whatever they say. There are many scholars or gyanis or scientists who they may say that I know Krishna, I don't know who they are, and let them say. But as far as I am concerned, Brahma, the creator of this universe, the greatest like human being on this, greatest jiva on this universe, I say that I absolutely don't know anything about you. Okay. So suppose a fifth standard child say that I have understand everything about mathematics, and a PhD scholar, a gold medalist says that I don't know anything about maths. Okay, similarly is this situation. Okay, so so these are the various realizations, many things, but maybe we can. he says that, oh Lord, please give me this only desire is to become dust in the holy land of Vrindavan. So these are the glories of Lord Krishna, Lord Ananta, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in essence, we discussed first is Krishna is the doer, and how we should always aspire. And these are the, at the end, just these 8 points. Okay, by hearing this creation, the pastimes of the creation of Supreme Lord. Okay, understanding that Krishna is the doer. What all things we learn? Okay, there are many. There was like many prayers of Brahmaji where we learn these various qualities. Okay, so we will just discuss these 8 points quickly in 2 minutes, and we will end. That by hearing the pastimes of Lord, where he creates this universe or maintains this universe or destroys this universe, what are the different things that we learn? Okay, first is we understand that he is the original cause of all causes. He is the actual doer. Okay, nothing can happen without him. Okay, so when we know that whatever exists because of him, whatever we have, including this body, if we are able to see, if we are able to speak, if we are able to hear, just because of Krishna. Okay, if someone has given you millions of rupees and you understand that whatever home, whatever property, whatever clothes, whatever you have is just because of that person, immediately the second thing comes, gratitude. We become grateful. Okay, so we become grateful for all the mercy that God has shown. And immediately when you become grateful and realize that whatever I have received is just because of mercy, the third aspect comes is humility. Okay, humility means you know that this does not belong to me. Okay, so if someone has given you $1 million and tomorrow he says that, okay, I take away 1 million, I take away maybe 1 crore rupees in that, okay, or just 1,000 rupees in that, you will not be affected much because you know that the $1 million I received as a, like, in charity. Okay, so if we know that everything that I have is mercy of God, if something happens here and there, we understand that it was given by God, it was taken by God, still I have many things. Humility. Okay, now again, in prayers of Brahmaji, we get this quality of tolerating. Okay, so there are, like, I have received this charity, there are many others who have received this charity. Okay, so if something happens, if up and down something happens, it's okay. I had nothing. Nothing belongs to me. At one point, I had nothing. So if something happens, it's okay. We learn to tolerate. Okay. Then, we also develop this quality of showing compassion. Brahmaji is telling that I am so very disturbed by seeing this condition of all the living entities here. Okay. So, we immediately start feeling compassion for others. Okay. So if you are sitting on the street helpless and you haven't received food for many days and someone comes and gives you maybe food and you have enough food in which 5 people can eat, so definitely you will feel that compassion to share with others. Okay, so this devotees, when they receive mercy of Krishna, preaching is a byproduct. It's a byproduct. It's a compassion because he has received mercy of God. That is fifth thing, compassion. Then sixth, we start appreciating, okay, the personal form of Krishna. Okay, so everything, Krishna exists in each and everything. Okay, and he is there in each and every atom. And this creator of entire universe, and each skin pore universe emanates, that Supreme Lord has a form and is merciful enough that I am able to see. You start appreciating the activities of the Lord and the personal form of God. Okay, so there's jnanis, they get stuck up here. Okay, so they just try to figure out what is the ultimate cause, and at the max, if they are sincere and sense controlled and with mind controlled, many births, they will reach to the impersonal aspect. And the devotees, they relish and they appreciate the personal aspect of the God. Okay. Then one can also understand that if Anantadev, if Lord Brahma, they are saying that one cannot understand Krishna, then definitely we will not be able to understand Krishna. Okay, this is the seventh thing. And finally, we understand that since everything is given by Krishna, everything exists because of Krishna, he is the cause of all causes, and no one can understand him. And Krishna says, janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tatvata tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mameti sat. So he says that only by knowing me or realizing me you can come. So immediately the final aspect is we take sincere shelter and we surrender to Krishna, to Guru and all of his devotees. So these are the various things that we maybe benefited when we hear the creation pastimes of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So first thing is Krishna is the doer. Second things, we cannot understand Krishna by our own capacity. So these are the two things that we discussed today. And various glories of Lord Anandadev. Srimad Bhagavatam ki chai, Srila Prabhupada ki chai. So it's over time. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.